Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore. That was the Old Bay Cayley Band from the D.C. Baltimore area with the Lee Grave March. The band is Josh Dukes on the drums, a drum major with the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps, Matt Mulqueen on piano, Jim Egan and Danny Novick on fiddles, Brendan Bell and Laura Byrne on flutes, Bob Smith on banjo, and Sean McComiskey on accordion. This week, we'll be listening to traditional Irish music from artists born here in America. We'll continue with a band of young musicians from the Midwest. Here's Bua with Eddie Maloney's and Michael Russell's Mason's Apron.
Thank you.
That was Martin Hayes, a longtime resident of the United States, originally from Clare, on the fiddle, with Dennis Cahill of Chicago on guitar. Before that, we heard Brendan Bulger of Boston, Mass., originally, recorded when he was living in Chicago, and that was with Barney Fahey on the accordion, and Kathleen Gavin on piano from their CD Music at the House. They played Jigs for Us, Jimmy Nary's, Tommy McGuire's, and Conroy's. And before that, we heard the band Bua from their album Down the Green Fields. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM. And this week, we'd like to remind you that the annual pledge drive starts tomorrow, the 18th of October, and it runs through the 29th. So it's a great chance for you to renew your membership, or if you've never been a member, to start financially supporting this station if you enjoy the music and the news that you listen to every day, week after week, throughout the year. This week on From the Shamrock Shore, we're listening to music from American artists, and we're going to continue on with a track of another Chicagoan, Liz Carroll on the fiddle, playing with Billy McComiskey on the accordion from Baltimore, and Dahi Sproul on guitar with the band Treon.
Thank you.
That was Johnny McGreevy and Seamus Cooley. Johnny McGreevy was born in Chicago in 1919. He was the fiddle player you just heard. Seamus Cooley emigrated from Galway in Ireland over to Chicago, and they recorded that together in 1975. Before that, we heard Treon with Liz Carroll, also of Chicago. Liz would have learned a lot from Johnny McGreevy, and actually the last track, the last tune, the last reel on that track of Treon was called Johnny McGreevy's. I mentioned that the KRVS Pledge Drive begins tomorrow, October 18th, and it runs through the 27th of October. The phone lines will be open tomorrow at 9 a.m., or you can find more details on the website under the Support This Station feature. And just a few of the awards for giving that you can receive. For $75, you can get a T-shirt, a ball cap, a mug, a tote bag, or a onesie. If you have a young child you'd like to be bringing around to festivals or showing support for KRVS. For just $52, $1 a week, you can get a folding fan or a KRVS handkerchief. So please do consider donating and keeping all these great shows on the air and supporting this station that we all appreciate and enjoy listening to week after week. We're going to continue on with a track from the band Chicago Reel. They'll be playing a song called The Lakes of Pontchartrain, which is about this area here.
It was one fine March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and they took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I coursed all far and money, no credit could I gain, till I fell in love with the Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. She took me into her mama's house and treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell, to try and paint her beauty I knew it would be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. She had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain, till he'd return to his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Fare thee well, my Creole girl, I never will see you more, and I won't forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore. and at its social gathering, a flowing bowl I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to the Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
That was Kulrua from their CD Barefoot at the Altar, with Patty O'Brien of County Offaly on the accordion, now living in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Tim Britton, originally from Philadelphia, was playing the pipes there, and Pat Egan was on guitar. Before that, we heard Chicago Reel with the song The Lakes of Pontchartrain. Chicago Reel is a band from Chicago of a number of native Chicagoans, Devin Shepherd and Rose Duffy on fiddle, as well as Jonathan Whittle from Pittsburgh, now living in Chicago, Pauline Keneally from Bedford, England, Dennis O'Sullivan from County Kerry was the singer there, and Jerry Carey from County Clare was playing the accordion. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, and you're listening to From the Shamrock Shore. We're going to continue with a track of two fiddlers, Andy McGann and Petty Reynolds. Andy McGann was born in New York City in 1928 and learned from Michael Coleman, and is the large connection is the biggest connection between the Coleman era of fiddle playing and the current fiddle playing styles of New York City, such as Brian Conway and Tony DeMarco. And he's joined by Patty Reynolds, originally from County Longford, and they play The Musical Priest and The Sailor on the Rock. Thank you. That was Willie Kelly on the fiddle, from New Jersey originally, and Mike Rafferty on the flute, with The New Broom and Mr. McLeod's Barn Dance to a Reel. Before that, we heard The Greenfields of America, a group from New York City, put together by Mick Maloney, with Athena Turgis on fiddle. That was Ivan Goff on the pipes, and Billy McComiskey again on the accordion. They played Jim O'Keefe's A Clog, The Star Above the Garter, and The Hare in the Corn. Before that, we heard Andy McGann and Patty Reynolds. This week, we're listening to Irish traditional music from artists born here in America. We're going to continue on with a track of Sean Gavin, who we heard earlier with Bua, a flute player from Detroit, now living in Chicago, and Sean McComiskey on the accordion, who we heard at the very beginning of the show with the Old Bay Cayley Band. This is from another group that the two boys are in, two men are in, with Bernadette and Cochleen McGowan. And we'll hear them playing The Man of the House and The Blacksmith, and the girls come in dancing for the second reel.
Once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, and I'm all alone. Aye, and she's gone and left me, contented must be. She loves another far better than me, and it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I'm parted with you, and it's sorry am I, love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I pass my love's window both early and late, and the look that she gave me, it did my heart break. Oh, the look that she gave me would 10,000 kill. She loves another, but I love her still, and it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I'm parted with you, and it's sorry am I, love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Then I wrote her a letter in grand rosy lines. And the answer she sent back was twisted and twined. You write your love letters and I will write mine. You write to your love and I will write mine. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I'm parted with you. And it's sorry am I, love, content it must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I wonder why women love men. I wonder and ever think why they love them. Women are faithful and kind, as you know, but men are deceivers wherever they go. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I'm parted with you. And it's sorry am I, love, content it must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, and I'm all alone. Aye, and she's gone and left me, content it must be. She loves another far better than me. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I'm parted with you. And it's sorry am I, love, content it must be. She loves another far better than me. Thank you.
That was The Yanks off of their debut CD, The Yanks. Dylan Foley was playing fiddle. Dan Gurney was on the accordion. Isaac Alderson was on the flute. And Sean Ernest was on the guitar. Sean Ernest is a native of Pennsylvania. We've heard two others from Pennsylvania earlier in the show. Dan and Dylan are both from New York, and Isaac is originally from Chicago, now living, or he moved to New York for a long time, and he's now back in Chicago, traveling a lot, playing a lot of music. Before that, we heard Len Graham, singer from the Ulster tradition, joined by Brian Hart, originally from St. Louis. Brian is the singer with Bua, who we heard an instrumental track from earlier in the show. And they sang us a song called Green Grows the Laurel, which has also made it into the American tradition. And the version that they sang is actually very similar to a version which many of you may be familiar with from Tim O'Brien. Before that, we heard a track from Nick Gaveski from their CD, Home Away from Home. We're going to continue on with a track from Dana Lynn of New York, originally of L.A., now living in New York, and Patrick Orso, originally from France. He was living in New York at the time this was recorded, with Eamon O'Leary. This is The New Road, The Ladies' Pantalettes. Thank you. That was Cullum Gannon on the accordion, with Jesse Smith on the fiddle and John Blake on guitar from their CD from a few years back, The U with the Crooked Horn. Cullum's originally from Boston, of Connemara parents. Jesse's originally from Baltimore, but they both moved over to Ireland in their early 20s and have been there for many years now, playing music over there. Before that, we heard a track from the Live at Mona CD, which was the brainchild of Patrick Orso and Eamon O'Leary. They wanted to record a session that ran for many years in New York and was famous for starting around 11 o'clock and going until around 5 a.m. in the morning. Great music, and that was with Dana Lynn playing fiddle along with Patrick Orso. We're coming towards the end of the show now. I'd like to remind you to please, if you enjoy the music you hear on this show and the other shows on KRVS, please support by renewing your membership or becoming a financial supporter between October 18th, that's tomorrow, and the 27th. There are details on the website, krvs.org, under the Support This Station feature. You're listening to From the Shamrock Shore. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen. We're going to go out with something from the Maureen Glynn School of Music in New York. This is Toss the Feathers and the Pride of Rock Chapel.